Greg, usually we're talking about how to invest money, how to save money, but today we're going to talk about just giving it away.
Well, that's one way to put it. I think at this time of the year, people are so caught up sometimes in what they're going to give others and their family and friends. And it's kind of easy to lose sight that there are a lot of organizations out there that could use that money too.
So why should people give more thought to making donations at this time of year in particular? Like I said, there are a lot of things that want our dollars right now. Why give to charities right now?
This is a great way to warm up the soul, to make you really feel good about what you're doing. Of course, there's always the tax factor. You don't want to get too crass, but there are tax deductions for donations. And, you know, we don't know where this whole budget-cutting process is going to go. There might be new IRS rules next year that Congress imposes that might make the deduction for donations more difficult.
Well, that's something to keep in mind, too, because people always think, oh, well, if I give $100 to this charity, then I can take that off of my tax as well. That's not necessarily so. You have to take the standard deduction into account. I think the married filing jointly standard deduction, that's over $11,000 this year. So if your deductions don't add up to more than $11,000, then it's not going to save you on taxes. But it's still a good thing to do, regardless of the tax deduction.
Yeah, if you can't take the tax deduction, you can feel maybe even more wonderful about what you've given. I don't mean to make fun of it, but I do. You're right. A lot of people just can't manage that. They just don't spend that much money. They're not buying a house with a big mortgage or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, in one way you can sort of accomplish two things at once this time of year is you can make a charitable donation in honor of someone, and that can be a Christmas gift to them. For example, I do that with my dad. He was a prisoner of war in World War II, and it was the Red Cross care packages that kept him alive. So I make a donation to the Red Cross in honor of him, and he enjoys that.
You know, that reminds me that I work for a nonprofit occasionally, and we get those notes from donors saying, please do this in honor of or in memory of. And that brings up another point, too. A lot of people during this economy don't have the money, but they have the time. Volunteer a few hours a week at your favorite charity. That's a great way to warm the soul.
So maybe giving away money or giving away time, but it really is an investment.
It is. It's an investment in your mental health.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.